Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jaco with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So are we going to war with Mexico? We've done this before in the past. We're at war with Mexico back in the mid-1800s. There was a treaty that was signed February 2nd, 1848. It's called the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And it basically ceded 55% of Mexico to the U.S. We paid Mexico, I think, $15 million. There were $3 million or so that were due to U.S. citizens for damages that were incurred by Mexican troops and so forth. So that was covered by the United States. One of those things that was a stipulation was that there would be no arms along the border, and Mexico would be in charge of assuring that. So we are seeing a breaking of that treaty with the gangs, with the cartels, the Mexican cartels. So the Mexican government, as many of us are aware of at this point, is controlled by the cartels. So by needing to go in and taking down the Mexican cartels, we may have to actually go in and completely take over the government as well. So this is why I think we're quickly moving in that direction. So there's basically Trump has signed the Mexican cartels designated as foreign terrorist organizations. So it's arming America to win. This is AFPI. You can look this up yourself. It's moving in that direction very, very quickly. I mean, by the hour. I keep, you know, updating because I yesterday in my private channel, I talked about this in detail. And today I was like, I got to put this out to everybody. And so I did a show with Kurt Elliott. We talked about, you know, what potential war against the cartels would do for the economy, silver prices, commodities, and so forth. So I think that we're basically going to war with them, all right? And it's absolutely quickly moving in that direction as we speak. All right, so a lot of people are going to look at this and you know, say, no, there's no way. But I think it's once you listen to this, you're going to think otherwise. All right. My whole career has been pretty much the 35 years of my career that I spent in the military and in the CIA. This looks very much like the beginnings of a war. And I've been in many wars and I've been in a lot of combat zones. So this has all of the, and you look, I'm pretty much super into history, especially military history. This has all the precedents, the beginning stages, if you will, of a war. All right. So, and whether that war is just against the cartels or whether I believe it basically escalates very quickly into a war against Mexico, because, like I said, they're controlled by the cartels, the Mexican government, Mexican military, the police, and so forth. Incredible corruption, right? I've been in a war where there was incredible corruption on this level in the Panama invasion. So I saw it firsthand before the invasion. And then after the invasion, I remember walking the streets of, you know, some of the cities, and people came out and they were cheering us because we basically had taken down a dictatorship that was very, very, you know, negative against them in their lives. So I think that could possibly be the same thing that could happen to Mexico if we do go in. Now, how quickly would this, if we do go in, how quickly could this be resolved? If we look at history, and the last time we went into a foreign country, that was Iraq. Within a couple of weeks, Iraq was taken completely. All right, the capital was taken within a week, and then within another week, the entire country was taken. Of course, that devolved into guerrilla warfare, and that could have been prevented if the Bush administration had done, you know, what a lot of people had told them over, you know, a decade of doing surveys and so forth, the good people in the CIA had told them what needed to happen. They started to do that, and they stopped it on purpose because they wanted the war to continue. Trump is not that kind of guy. Trump is not a guy that does war. He doesn't like war. But when it's time to get down and do business, just like he did with ISIS, he kicked their ass very quickly. He found the generals that would get the job done. All the generals, the typical generals, would be like, they'd him and haw, and say, oh, it's going to take years. And then he finally found one that said, we can knock hell out of them in 6 months. And he said, go. And that general did it. And it's pretty much what we are capable of. The American military is extremely capable of doing that, and doing that in a lot of places that need that around the world, right? So obviously, we have deep state elements that are in pretty much control down in Mexico, causing you know, massive numbers of deaths, human trafficking on the level of upwards of 1 million children over the Biden administration's term. We cannot allow Democrats to be in charge ever again. And once you see the corruption, and once it starts to become very evident to some of you guys that still think the Democrats should be given a fair chance, you will not believe that anymore. You will not believe that anymore. All right, so it is the level of corruption. If we just look at, in our own country, the level of corruption of the Democrat Party, President Trump is basically, he's saying that he's probably going to do away with FEMA. The potential of FEMA is going to be, we're going to look at, we're going to redo FEMA, or completely get to do away with it. And we'll give the states the ability to quickly move and take care of, you know, problems. But I kind of question that as well, because if you have a Democrat state like we do in North Carolina, and you have a Democrat that's running, you know, the country, you're going to have what we had in North Carolina. So Trump came in and is basically taking $2 billion that was given to FEMA to give to illegal aliens. And he's diverting it to the people of North Carolina. They're going to rebuild the roads. He's going to send the Army Corps of Engineers in there to start redoing the riverbanks, rebuilding the roads, and helping the people that are still living in tents and living for a long time, 4 or 5 months now, next to each other in churches throughout, you know, that survived. They're living in stacked in churches, guys. It is horrific what the Democrats have done to this country. And you see more of it happening right now in California with the burning. And it looks like we're going to have even more problems with burning in the next several days, right? So maybe a little bit of relief with some rains, but probably not on the level that we need it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Trump's heading over there. He stopped off in the North Carolina. I think he's, if he's not there in California, he's going to be there soon. I heard that Gavin Newsom's trying to, hijack that. And we'll see what happens, right? So again, Democrats have to go away completely, absolutely completely go away from political. They can never, ever in the future. And the ones that are still there need to be quickly removed as soon as possible from positions of any kind of decision-making, guys. Absolutely, unquestionably. All right, so what's going on with this potential, which I think is going to happen, war against Mexican cartels, and could very quickly escalate into basically a war that basically takes down all of Mexico, right? So 2 weeks, 2 weeks to take down Iraq. And how long do you think the U.S. Marine Corps, how long do you think it's going to take for them to go through Mexico? About the same time, if not sooner, right? Because I think a lot of people, just like we saw, a lot of the military, just like we saw in Panama, they're not going to fight. They're going to have some people that are loyal to the cartels, probably, that will fight. They'll be quickly annihilated, ruthlessly, especially some of those cells cartel cells where they got a lot of material they got from Afghanistan. So they'll be hammered pretty quickly by probably tier one groups, right? SEAL Team 6 and Delta groups will annihilate them so quick, it'll make their head spin, and then the rest of them will run like the little babies. I want to use another little feminine term, but I'm not going to do that here. So it's the gloves are going to come off on them, and they're going to come off big time. Now, in the United States, these cartels are operational. We'll probably see here in the United States some activity that's going to get pretty crazy. We've talked about this for several years. Many of us. I've been predicting this for almost 5 years now. So here we are. We're at that transition point where we're going to move into full on combat action. Kinetic activity. Who knows? This weekend, it could happen as soon as this weekend. Right? We're moving quickly towards that. And surprise sometimes is what you want. I'm kind of skeptical that they could have it ready by this weekend, but you never know. You never know. But I think they're moving very quickly to a mass on the border, and it's going to be we're just going to we're transporting illegal aliens by the thousands every day back to their countries, and that's going to be what they're going to use as an excuse for basically massing on the border and potentially moving across the border with military vehicles, with hardware, with drone activity, with jets, with everything that's needed basically to annihilate the cartels and anyone else that gets in the way, right? So that's where we're moving very quickly, moving in that direction. So let's look at some of that. I'm going to pull up a few things and just kind of like go through it. Some of you guys can, you want to make some comments. Maybe I'll look over there and see what you guys have going on for comments. It looks like a lot of you guys are over there. Hopefully they will blow up the tunnels. Yes. I think they'll not just blow them up, but they'll, infiltrate into them, and go both sides of the border, wherever they're going, and find out, what's up on either side. Right. And then there's going to be some bunker busting that's going to happen after that, because it's the same thing, guys, as Hamas. You have Hamas terrorist cells that have been operating in Mexico, right? And this is not anything new. When I left the SEAL teams 30, almost 30 years ago, we were already talking about how terrorist cells were moving into Central and South America. Now, how do these groups make money? They make money through human trafficking. They make money through drug trafficking, illegal arms trafficking. These three things are massive money makers, and that's how they're funding themselves and how they're moving into America. And they had the help of the Biden administration, right? So, like I said, we cannot allow Democrats to be in charge of anything going forward. The Democrat Party has basically conspired to destroy America. We need to be aware of this. We have been talking about this for a long time. We need to wake up to this, and we need to very systematically eliminate them from any position of leadership, right? All right, so the normal process of voting them out obviously has been compromised on a massive scale. It got turned around. Just enough to get Trump back in office and just enough people into positions of the congressional and Senate side to give Trump enough foomph to, get three things through, but barely. And how many of those Democrats are going to vote for, pushing back on a lot of this stuff? The Democrats basically, when they were pushing for, pedophilia laws and so forth. The Democrats voted against, making pedophilia a crime punishable by death. All right. They all voted against it. And maybe a few of them did. And I don't know. I just remember looking at the numbers, and it was almost to a T, as usual. The Democrats voted to keep pedophilia going and not make it a death penalty offense. That has to happen, right? And how does that happen? The American people get behind it. The American people demand it, right? We're seeing in the UK. They have the same problem there. This is a system that has bred into America. That's, a curse all throughout Europe, the UK, America, Australia. This has to be eliminated. And the way you eliminate it is to make it a massive crime punishable by death. Right. So, that's the only way, on that judicial side that this gets turned around. Of course, you have judges that are, pedophiles that are protecting pedophiles. That all has to be exposed. All of it has to be exposed. You have senators and congressmen and women that are protecting pedophiles and the pedophile, organizations. That has to be exposed. And they have to be, Jeffrey Epstein Island list. When is it going to get released? Is it coming? All right. I think that's right around the corner. And once that is basically exposed, then the whole world sees, who's been part of this. The P. Diddy parties, Jeffrey Epstein Island, P. Diddy parties. Back in the day, it used to be, Hugh Hefner's, house parties, and with tunnels going into the Playboy Mansion. And now it grew much bigger. Jeffrey Epstein had not just Jeffrey Epstein Island, but also a penthouse in New York, luxury and Palm Beach mansion, and a ranch in New Mexico, where all these things were done. And supposedly Jeffrey Epstein had all this money and all this power from. Making money in the stock market. Really? No, he didn't. That was funded. And he was given the option of, okay, we're going to pull the strings on this. It's going to make you look like you're the expert of experts and predicting stock market moves, kind of like Nancy Pelosi, insider trading type stuff. So when you have that kind of stuff going on, these people are basically money laundering to them. Then they take that money and they do what their masters tell them to do. We're going to give you this island that we used to use in World War II. It has a underground submarine pen. So, and your buddy, girl buddy, Ghislaine Maxwell is going to get a license to drive submarines. And from Joe Biden's island, we're going to transport children over into Epstein Island. And we're going to send the elites in there, and they're going to have their way with the children. Right. So that's what's being exposed. How much of it gets exposed in the next days, weeks, months, kind of like the JFK, RFK and MLK files. The government has I think 45 days basically to come up with those files for the public. Some of those files have already been made available to the public, and the rest of them have to be forthcoming within the next 45 days. All right. So are they gonna like they do everything else? This evil deep state, are they going to slow roll that? Yes, of course they are. But they will have to be made accountable for slow rolling at some point. And a lot of these organizations that continue to do that in many different ways will get exposed. Now, I had a show yesterday where we were talking about the J6, still people, in jail. We had Cindy Liu, who we've had on the shows many times. I went to her trial, her kangaroo court trial, Department of Justice, and there in D.C., the city of D.C., criminal activities were on full display. I talked about on my show quite extensively, she was still going to have to report, even after President Trump, several days before now and yesterday, had basically given pardons to all the J6ers. There are still J6ers in prison. She was going to have to report up to, I think, Philadelphia and go into a criminal institution there, a federal penitentiary there. Because these federal penitentiaries, it's not just Washington, D.C. There's one in Miami. I think there's one in Oklahoma. There's one, they're all over the country. So a lot of them have been releasing their J6 hostages, and they've been dragging their feet on it, of course, but people have been getting involved. And so we talked about, the criminals that were involved in, continuing, the judge that was involved, he could have, said, ominous dominus, no, you don't have to come here. But he said, oh, I don't have the authority. Although the lawyer, very sharp lawyer, that's going to sue, the U.S. government on behalf of many of the people that were put in jail. Imagine what that's going to do, and who's going to be responsible for that. All the people that pushed those trials, the judges, the criminal activity that happened through that is unbelievable. I just saw a video of this beautiful black woman that finally got released, and she's hugging her little daughter. And her husband's there and her family's there. And, she was basically praying, where people would go in to get, abortions. And, by doing that, and this has happened in UK too, it's happened across our country. She's just praying. And a lot of people that were doing that were arrested and put in jail. She's one of them. So she just got released under, Trump releasing people that were involved in that as well. Quite a tearjerker, right? It's quite a tearjerker to all the people that said that FEMA did not help them in North Carolina. And there's President Trump saying, I'm diverting all this money. We're going to, finally fix the roads and clean everything up. Democrats have to go away. How many times do I have to say that? How many times do I have to over and over and over again, put all this information out of why they're criminal? How many times? They are destroying and will continue to destroy our country and put all of us at risk, because now we have to clean up what they have done. And that puts us at risk for other groups out there, other countries that they pushed on, like Russia, like China, and a lot of other countries, right? That they tried to start a fight with and tried to start a nuclear war with. They have tried to destroy us. They have tried to destroy us, guys. And they have come after American citizens and put illegal alien invasion above us and used our money to pay for that. They got to go away. They have to go away. All right, so plans for Trump's border mission include combat vehicles now, infantry vehicles. The Pentagon is pushing to provide the new administration with options that could vastly expand the military's footprint from Texas to California. So they're going to send 20-ton Stryker combat vehicles, according to four U.S. officials familiar with the planning. Boy, that's escalating really fast. Stryker vehicles at the border. And so we're going to, that's for transporting criminal illegal aliens. They're the first to go. They hit them first, coming in with Black Hawks all across the country. And you had all these Democrats, all tough guys and gals saying, we will not comply. Don't comply. You'll get arrested too. Go ahead. Don't comply. That we want you not to comply, because then you can be arrested and you will be arrested. All right. So let's see how this plays out. You get in the way of federal officials doing something that should have been done from day one, that was basically open the border wide open once Trump was out of office. And you're going to get in the way? go ahead, find out, right? So that's what we're seeing right now. So at first it was 2,500 troops. Like a day ago, it was 2,500 troops. How many think it's going now? All right, so they're saying 10,000 now and up to 15,000 and then even up to 20,000 very quickly after that. Why so many troops at the border? Why so many troops? All right. So 6 San Diego military bases to aid border troops. All right. So how long did I tell you that it took the Marines basically to flash through Iraq? 2 weeks, right? So where is one of the biggest military bases at? Camp Pendleton, right? A very short drive down to the Mexican border, right? So more than 7,000 U.S. service members will be stationed at base support installations in California, Arizona, and Texas. Why not New Mexico? To provide support to U.S. Customs and Border, according to U.S. Northern Command. The deployment name Operation Faithful Patriot is in response to a caravan of migrants making their way hundreds of miles, same thing, right? All right, so President Donald Trump said Wednesday the number of military troops deployed could reach 15,000. We'll go anywhere between 10 to 15,000 personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. So we already have, I think, upwards of 2,500 National Guard there already. So it's a lot of troops down there, right? Among the San Diego-based support installations are Marine Corps Air Station Miramar, Marine Corps Base Camp Pendleton, I've been there quite a bit, Naval Base Coronado, Naval Base San Diego, and Naval Base Point Loma. Now, we know that the military has been heavily damaged by the Democrat Party under Biden, forcing vaccinations, killing a lot of service members, injuring a lot of service members through the vaccination program, forcing other military members out. Trump has said that he will give those military members, he will let them come back with full back pay. He's already done that. So a lot of those good people are going to come back. That's going to be good. Of course, they have to be trained back up and, you know, get going again. That won't take long. It'll take, month, two, maybe the most. But they'll be ready to go again, depending on what their level of, if they're clerical, no problem, very quickly. Probably doing that on the other side anyway. If they want to come back to the military, who knows? Maybe they don't even want to come back. Because once you leave and you see how good it is on the other side, you don't want to go back. It's like, so it's going to be, it's almost like probably they're not going to come back. But who knows? Maybe they're still young and, they're dedicated and they want to help out the country, and a lot of them probably come back, right? So we have all these migrants. Of course, it's the same thing. We've had all these caravans that have been coming over time. So we're also going to have, service members, come from the naval bases, Coronado. That's where the Navy SEAL teams are. And also the bases for the ships. Point Loma and San Diego. So there's a lot are going to be involved, right? So what is going on? What is going on? That's interesting, isn't it? So let's see what else. How many other troops are coming? There's quite a few from other areas that are coming. The Army is considering deploying the headquarters of the 10th Mountain Division. I love those guys. I've trained with those guys in the past. They taught me how to ski and everything. So good fighting force. They have a 2-star general. The infantry unit is based at Fort Drum in northern New York and not far from the Canadian border. And they're available if needed. 82nd Airborne Division, North Carolina, and a mechanized unit with Stryker combat vehicles from the 4th Infantry Division in Colorado. Each brigade has more than 3,000 soldiers, right? So I mean, what's going on? What do you think's going on? Why do we need all these personnel and fighting vehicles and so forth? Right? I think we're kind of getting the idea, aren't we? So what is a strike? Some of you guys are like, striker, what is that? Well, I remember seeing a striker in 2003 when I was working for the CIA. The striker, it was kind of new at the time, extremely effective fighting vehicle. So let's see what that looks like. And that's a boom. All right. So as you guys can see, it can be outfitted in many different capacities. It can have a tank turret. It can have a missile system. And as you saw there, I think it's a Browning 50 cal machine gun. I fired those. Those are fun. Oh, man. So, and that's remotely fired. I remember in the early days in Iraq, there wasn't armored vehicles, and it was tough. A lot of people got killed in the unarmed vehicles, and they came out with the Striker and other vehicles, eventually armored Humvees and the M1 Abrams tanks and so forth. Of course, M1 Abrams tanks, the Marine Corps base has them right there at Camp Pendleton. They can just drive them right on down, put them on the back of a truck, drive them on down, offload them, boom, right across the border. So easy, so quick. And they'll go, they'll keep going, they'll gas them up, they'll go some more, and somebody gets in the way, there's run over them, blow them up, whatever. So you really think it's going to be a problem, you know, taking down Mexico if it comes down to it? Absolutely not. And do you think it's really going to be a problem after Mexico is taken that Canada has a problem too? I don't think so. All right. I don't think there's a threat to Canada, but maybe, because we know there's a lot of people coming across that border now, too. And they're trying to seal that border up as well. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we are at war, and our commander in chief has basically prepared us for this. All right. They already have everything ready. Everything's being deployed, I think, very quickly. We're going to move very quickly and start to, you know, remove the threats that are here in our country, and then along our borders. And if we need to, we'll go across those borders and eliminate the threat deep within enemy territory, if that's what it comes down to. All right, we've done it before. The American fighting, machine. We have great spirit. We love our country. We've been horrifically oppressed by the Democrat Party, and we're ready to roll, right? Ready to move out and make this, turn this around very quickly, right? A lot of people don't understand this. We've been talking about this for years, and we're here. So terrorist, organizations here in the United States, basically brought in here through the cartels, under, you know, those border tunnels and, you know, across the deserts, probably, who knows, flown in here. We knew that there were flights that were coming in by the Biden administration being flown in American cities in the middle of the night. Probably a lot of those had a few terrorists within them. Of course, they did a lot of those flights. So they brought in a lot of terrorists through those flights, guys. Those have been reported on for a long time, too. Some of those people have probably been rounded up in these the criminals. All right, so there were criminals who were targeted, and that was also used to basically probably go after some of these terror cells, I guarantee. All right, so we've been cleaning up America. Now, how does the military get involved in this? Because we do have Posse Comitatus Act. This was back after the Civil War. That wasn't long, unfortunately, after the American Mexican-American War. I think it was like 16 years later. We're at Civil War. Mexico had a Civil War. You know, that was a tough go for Americans. I don't think we're going to another Civil War. I've said this all along. But we will probably have upwards of 15 cities that will be destroyed, you know, moving forward, unfortunately. Because there's still people that are believe in the Democrat Party, and they're not going to give up. All right. Posse Comitatus Act enacted in 1878 forbids the use of U.S. Army and, as amended, U.S. Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps, and Space Force. As a law enforcement for law enforcement purposes without the approval of Congress. So if things start to get wanky out there, Congress, because the American people are going to demand it, are going to say it's time for the U.S. military to get involved. Now, if the military gets involved, President Trump has actually talked about this, then we're probably going to have the Alien and Sedition Act. So President Trump literally said this, I think, in his in the early stages when he was doing all this talk. He might even say it at the inauguration. I don't remember. Somebody brought this up to me. I was like, you're right. I remember him saying this. So the Sedition Act of 1798, and this has been used several times. The acts were supported by the Federalist Party, on and on and on. And the acts were denounced by Democrat Republicans, who are now the Democrat Party, as suppression of voters and violation of free speech under the First Amendment, whatever. It was used in World War I. It was used in World War II. So under this law, the president could authorize the arrest, relocation, which is going on right now, or deportation of any male over the age of 14 who hailed from a foreign enemy country. It also provided some legal protections for those subject to the law. So if a Democrat gets in the way, they can actually be under this act and be arrested and, I would think, probably some kind of treason. And they would be deported to Guantanamo Bay, where they would have their trial. This happened. President James Madison invoked the act against British nationals during the War of 1812. Because you have British nationals who are probably spying and causing mayhem, special forces type activity. President Woodrow Wilson invoked the act against the nationals of the Central Powers during World War I. That would be the Germans and, you know, everybody's involved with them. And then after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, President Franklin Roosevelt activated the act. And you might remember that as the alien enemies, Japanese, German, and Italian. It was to apprehend, restrain, secure, and remove Japanese, German, and Italian non-citizens, right? So we're removing non-citizens now. And so this, if it's been enacted or if it's going to, we will see. So the Sedition Act. So this comes under also the Sedition Act. Sedition is where you are acting against the interest of the United States. So if you're a seditionist, basically you're a treasonous, and you can be held accountable for that. We know what the normal repercussions of treason is, and that's execution. So go ahead, Democrats. Go ahead and get in the way, all right? So this is what's coming. And it has to come. If we're to save America, and America is not saved by President Trump being elected, guys. President Trump is going to be saved by the actions of President Trump. And we have to get behind him and support him. So the way we get behind and support him is by understanding what the threat levels are, who the threats are to us, and taking actions against them, right? So Marines, let me share this one to show you just how fast these things can happen. And actually, I believe, are happening right now in the United States by ICE and federal agents cleaning up. So the U.S. Marine Corps participated in the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Now, I came into Iraq in the latter part of 2003, and that's where, unfortunately, under the Bush administration, they didn't go to the level that they needed to. And this is something we need to learn from. All right. So all of those places in the United States that are deep state, California, Chicago, Illinois, New York, parts of Texas, believe it or not. Yes. Parts of Florida, for that reason, are going to be problem areas because they have massive levels of Democrats that believe in the Democrat system that have been MK Ultra'd by the Democrat system. And it's going to be very, very difficult to awaken them from their MK Ultra slumber. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't have much faith in some of these people waking up, and that's going to be a problem going forward. It's not going to be a civil war type situation. It will be very isolated in cities. We've seen the big cities are basically Democrat hellholes, blue dots in a vast sea of red here in the United States, very easily isolated and, you know, problems within those cities eventually eliminated. So, U.S. Marine Corps, you know, moved very quickly, included the battles of Nasiriyah, Battle of Fallujah, and the Battle of Baghdad. So the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Brigade and Task Force Tarawa entered the city of Nasiriyah. For the Operation Iraqi Freedom. Iraqi Freedom. So will we have an Operation Mexico Freedom? I don't know. So maybe that's what is going to come down. So they came in March 23 by April 9th, all right? Very quickly, a couple weeks, fall of Baghdad. Right. And then a week after that, April 15th, the fall of Tikrit. Right. So I spent time in Tikrit, Baghdad, all over. I was up and down all of Iraq. It would have been easy to basically clear Iraq and never have any problems. Very easy. Same thing in Vietnam. But you have administrations which basically want to keep these wars going. That's not going to happen this time. In America, you saw how quickly President Trump pushed and got rid of all problems, and then we had probably one of the longest periods of peace in American history that we've seen for I don't know when, right? So that's going to happen again, but we're going to have a period of upheaval and difficulty probably in the first 6 months, and it's getting ready to start. It's getting ready to start. Well, it's already started. We're starting to take these people out of America and the worst case people. And hopefully we're getting a nice chunk of the people that were going to have terrorist activities are going to be sponsoring and part of terrorist activities. So Cochise County Sheriff supports Trump's border security efforts, including sending military members to border. Now, we know that Arizona is extremely compromised by the cartels. They've been stealing the elections there. It's going to be challenging to take down the criminals in Arizona. I don't know. I guess they'll be exposed at some point, probably through the election stealing, and that'll put them in prison. And then someone else will be probably a very quick election cycle, and then someone else, you know, will be elected. All right. So I've seen Carrie Lake as the governor of Arizona. So we'll see, you know, what happens. We'll see what happens. And maybe it'll be like, you know, Carrie Lake won not only the governorship, but also the Senate race that she was just recently in. She's probably on standby to take up one of those positions very quickly. So that's what we're seeing right now. Cochise County Sheriff. Sheriffs are elected. You got good constitutional sheriffs. You're in good hands. Now, I talk about posse comitatus, the act, but posses can be started very quickly by sheriffs. So if you have people with, significant backgrounds like myself, which are all over the United States, they can be deputized very quickly and be part of any kind of group that needs to, settle any craziness that's going on out there. Right. I foresee a lot of people being deputized across America in the near future. So that's other things that we're probably going to see moving very quickly. So Trump gave the green light to deport upwards of 1.5 million illegals paroled under Biden. Right. So don't have the misunderstanding that because Biden did this or that, that it can't be overturned and something else, you know, put in place or some other direction other than the one that was trying to block. They tried to block this direction. We just go around and basically take them out, right? So that's pretty much what Trump is going to be doing. So Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco supports SB 54. Cooperation with ICE, outstanding. So you're going to see that in a lot of, in San Diego, there's a, I can't think of her name, but there's a sheriff down in San Diego that is supporting it as well. And I remember being in San Diego County, fires broke out in Otay County yesterday. People in Chula Vista are scared and a bunch of schools closed today. Wow. So you see, guys, Democrats cannot be allowed to be in office. They are a threat to Americans. And I don't think it's at this point, anyone in California doesn't realize, is under the misperception that, Gavin Newsom was very, very instrumental, in causing a lot of these fires or making them, so that they can be caused. I wouldn't say that he was out there lighting them. We know that their directed energy weapon, lit part of the deep state activities, but and then of course they had a few people they paid to go light fires, and it's like, oh, it's just people lighting fires, not direct energy weapons, nothing like that exists. So we know that these things do exist, and they have been used on multiple occasions, and they're being used to basically take down our cities across America and in Hawaii, of course, in Lahaina. So until we push back and take these people down in the very initial stages, because if we went after a few people, because a lot of people are like, oh, we should go after Biden and Biden family and blah, 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 blah. There's more important things. All right. We'll get to that. And perhaps that's already been dealt with. All right. That wasn't Biden. We all know that at this point. So, As we move forward, who the actor was did an excellent job. So we're happy about that. Very good. Very good job. Give the man an Oscar, right, or something. Or maybe he gets a prison sentence, too. I don't know. Maybe he's working for the deep state. All right. So all of this stuff is going on. At the same time, we're starting to have food problems, guys. Egg crisis catapulted into blue sky breakout. Have you tried to buy eggs and milk lately? Yeah, it's like ridiculous. I get raw milk and I get farm raised eggs, and the prices are astronomical beyond belief. All right, so this bird flu, some of it is probably real. Most of it, probably not. They come in, they have a, Q-tip that's tainted, with bird flu, and they come in and test one bird. It's like, oh, look, you got one bird that had bird flu. You got to kill all million of them. And so that's hurting the food supply. And the same thing happening with cows now. Cows got bird flu. Like, really? And then one guy died of bird flu in Louisiana, had other, problems, comorbidity, but he died. And so that's a big thing. These criminals are going to continue to do this stuff, guys. So food is getting scarce in a lot of places, right? Especially eggs. So eggs now, the previous peak, December 2022 was $4.65. And today it is $5.40. I can tell you where I get those eggs. They're a lot more than that, a lot more. And milk is like crazy, crazy high. But like I said, I'm drinking raw milk, and that's hard to get. You got to get the pasteurized stuff, which is harmful to you, right? Very harmful to you. So anyway, about 20 million egg-laying hens died in the fourth quarter of 2024 because of the Democrats, right? Gavin Newsom called a emergency for bird flu so that he could have more powers like he did during the COVID when he called for emergency back then. So do you Californians really want to give that boy emergency powers again, especially during this time frame? So I see all these pictures of empty shelves of eggs. I don't know where you're at, but it is getting hard. The place that I go, where I have the natural eggs, they only had a few cartons left, and they didn't have the type that I've been buying. It was another type. So it's getting hard to get these things now. So here in the USVI, Virgin Islands, eggs are $9 a dozen. So it's time to get a hen house. It's time to get a hen house. Start growing your own food. Get a little greenhouse and start growing food, guys. So I'm looking real hard at that, getting little ranchola. Powdered eggs it is, all right? $11 for 18 friggin' eggs here in SoCal. Wow. So Tracy Joe's telling us it's 555. There we go. And eggs aren't that much. They're a lot more than 555. Especially where I'm at. Got to raise an ostrich. No kidding. One big egg and you're good for the whole family, right? I saw those things running in Australia, down under. God, it was like, wow, those things are huge. Like, look out. So I've seen them on ranches, but seeing them in the wild is like, you get like a, I've seen kangaroos, like hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of kangaroos running. It's like, wow. And I'm like, you Aussies, man, you got a nice food source there. And they're like, we hate kangaroo. Like, I ate some kangaroo and I loved it. I had roux burgers and roux steaks and all kind of great stuff. I like kangaroo meat, but Aussies think them as rats. They have like in front of their trucks, they got roux guards because the kangaroos would jump out from them. They're like, boop. So I don't know where they, I don't know. But I don't know why I'm saying that. I love down under people. All right. My Aussie friends, love you guys. All right. I hope you guys kick the deep state ass too. And as soon as we clean our bullshit up here, we'll give you guys a hand. But I know you guys are pretty tough, so maybe you don't need us. All right, so we have a stock market took a big hit today. Looks like Bitcoin is trying to, like, who knows what's going to happen this weekend. It kind of went like it was going for a new high, and then it pulled back. Now that there's nobody investing in the stock market, maybe they'll invest in Bitcoin and XRP this weekend. Who knows? All right. I'm invested in it. They're back a little bit. All right. But Bitcoin like took off today. It looks like, oh, we're going to hit a new high today. And it just kind of went to 107,000, just slightly over it. And then it pulled back. You never know. You never know with this stuff. It can take off and it can pull back and it can go sideways for a long time. And for those of us that are in crypto, like 5 days is a long time to not see new highs. So, no, I've been in and out of crypto for a long time. We're in the crypto season, but if we go to war somewhere like in Mexico, all bets are off, guys. So you got to have your silver. And then of course, to stay healthy, you got to have your life wave. So make sure, you're doing the life wave and, staying healthy. Now, one of the things that I liked in this at the inauguration was where Barron Trump went over to Trader Joe. All right, let me share the screen and let's look at that one. That one is very interesting. I haven't seen anybody do any lip analysis on that yet, lip reading. So it seems like they're doing lip reading on everything else, but no one is really saying exact, because I guess they want us to what was it? So here we have Joey, Trader Joe, with that shit-eating grin on. I think he just smelled a little boy, maybe a little girl, and so he's real happy. And then Barron Trump comes up. Let's see this.
The more you fuck around, the more you'll find out. And we found out.
Boy, whatever was said there, he got real unhappy. Now, some people said that he wasn't even talking to him. It was talking to his partner, Vice President Kamala, his partner. Here, that Vice President Kamala is like her husband, Doug, whatever his name is. She's the reason why she lost. Democrats, they got to blame somebody. But, you know, I've seen Joe Biden's wife, you know, really kiss on him a long time. I think they're going to get together. I think they're already together, but I think they're just going to, once Kamala or whoever that's playing Kamala, you know, basically gets a divorce or whatever, then those two can hook up. Jill and, you know, Kamala's hubby, I think they'll be fine together. Because those two are probably gone. So they're like, okay, all we need you guys to do is just act for just a little while longer, and then you guys can be together. And that's probably what's going to happen. That look. Now, see that look right there? That look. You always want to watch the parting look. Because I learned this. I learned this from Marines. When I was a SEAL Team 6, they taught us how to, you know, overcome groups. And I'm not going to say what kind of groups, but groups that are trying to get information from you. You have a story, and you stick to your story. So I did a perfect job. They were like looking me in the eyes. I looked them back in the eyes, and I told them my story, which was not real. But anyway, as I was leaving, I had that look. And they brought me back in and they chewed my ass. They said, you did perfect. And then you did that stupid look when you left, showing your guilt. I was like, oh shit, you guys caught that? What? I didn't even know that I did that. And they showed me, they had video. And I was like, dang. So, now we're looking at, Trader Joe there. He's not hiding his look at all. And maybe it's just because, you know, he's up for the moment. There's Barron, and then Barron walks away, and he's back to stupid again. That's just the way his mind works. I don't know. Who knows? But let's look at that look again. That look, I'm like, wow. That's like, if looks could kill, all right? If looks could kill. yep. That's it right there. So if you're, note to yourself, if you're trying to, you know, portray yourself as something, and then when you walk away and you look back and you're like, F you type look, that's a giveaway. All right. So, you know, I like to teach you guys a little something here and there. So I hope that helps you out in the future. But overall, I think we're going to see some serious fireworks down there on the border, right? They're not putting all those guys down there to, like, you know, just ship people across the border, guys, right? And all those, the Stryker vehicles, that's a combat action vehicle, right? And who knows? We'll probably, like, tomorrow it's going to be M1 tanks down there and, you know, jets, you know, jockeying in place. And, and you know, off the coast of Mexico, there's going to be, you know, aircraft carriers and all kind of crazy stuff. So just be watching. That's not the end of it. There's a lot of work has to still be done here in America, guys. All right. Thank you, Democrats. And thank you guys that voted those Democrats into office, even though we've been telling you for years not to do that, right? And you're like, we didn't do it. It's like, yeah, probably most of you didn't. So that's Gulf of America. Gulf of America. Parting words. That's right. Very good. Lily, thank you. Lily 1776. Gulf of America. America, right? Excellent. All right, guys. You know the deal. Stay in the love vibration. That's how we win. Because you get scared, you get fearful, you get angry, it puts you in a different frequency. That's their frequency where they control you. So a lot of Democrats are very fearful, very fearful, right? And they control them. So don't go there. If you're not a Democrat, if you're a Democrat, you're not, and you're listening to my show, you're not fearful, good job, right? You don't have to believe everything I say, but don't be fearful, right? And stay in love. It doesn't matter which party you adhere to or support. I don't support any of them, right? I support who's going to do the best job, period. And when they don't fulfill that job, then we call that out, and we try and get them focused in the direction that we want them to go. We, the people, that's how we win. And we win by staying in the love vibration. All right. See you guys next time.